The scene was tense as hundreds of people crowded into the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors chambers. Many were sporting bright pink stickers reading, "Don't criminalize patients." And the proceedings got, at times, unruly. On the agenda, a proposed repeal of a 2006 law that states medical marijuana patients can have 30 plants and possess 3 pounds of dried pot per year. Outgoing Supervisor Valerie Brown and Supervisor Shirley Zane were behind the recommendations, proposing that the county adopt the state limit of 6 mature plants and 8 dry ounces per patient. They say Sonoma County has gotten a reputation for being soft on pot, that illegal growing and use is on the rise, bringing violence and environmental destruction to the area. Sonoma County Sheriff Steve Freitas, who spoke at the hearing, agreed.
What my investigators tell me is that what they hear from people involved in illegal grows or possession of marijuana is that there is a perception, which is bringing people to Sonoma County, about the permissiveness of the marijuana.
Sonoma County does have some of the highest limits for legal patients in the state. But advocates say legal growing isn't the problem.
I don't think the Mexican cartels that have been coming in and committing crimes are going to be affected at all by the number of plants that medical marijuana patients are allowed to have.
Robin from Oakmont was relieved when the board decided to leave the law as is, after scores of community members, including patients, growers, and lawyers, spoke in overwhelming opposition.
It was the only decision that was logical.
This sentiment was echoed widely. Dave Harris from Santa Rosa is a former grower.
They did a good job. At first, they came off a little confrontational, but by the end, it looked like they had worked through the process enough to see that they were a bit misguided in their initial effort. And I look forward to the collaborative that they're going to build that gives more community input, because that was the point of most contention tonight, was there wasn't a chance.
Many felt the proposal came out of nowhere, including at least one member of the board, Efren Carrillo. He expressed concern that the committee proposing the repeal had not reached out to stakeholders. After hearing public comments, an apparently tearful Supervisor Brown, who leaves her board position next year, was the first to motion the repeal be tabled. The rest of the board agreed. Last night was the final board meeting of the year, but in the coming months they plan to form a working group designed to address violent crime and environmental degradation, with the help of activists from the medical marijuana community. Carrie Mitchell from Sebastopol had this to say about the decision.
It's a win for the patients and a win for the county, too. So I'm glad that we came to this conclusion that we can work together, because it's been such a problem in the past. I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.